This recording, Louisiana 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Pepper was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a dilapidated district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Towers. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itching goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Hutchinson, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," what Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and used, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold until Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the cost of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, first, I grew up along the riverside and the river runs from the lower Night Wall all the way past Altamont Falls. So most of my life, I choose to say by the riverside because we used to go fishing in the river with just a string and a hook. So we grew up in a 13 wall, which is on the other side of Napoleon, between Napoleon and Altamont Park. Then we moved a little further to Canal Street, which is called the 12 wall. We stayed in that area for a while. And then we moved in the St. Thomas Housing Development Projects, which is in the Irish Channel. So most of my adult life, maybe for 15 years, I stayed in the Irish Channel. And each part, believe it or not, have a different dialect. Between the 13 wall and the people in the project, I think the people in the project talk a little slower, and they take words and they break them down. They break them down into, not exactly into syllable, but they break it down to their dialect the way it sounds. Like if you was to say, "Hey, where you at?" They'll say, "Where at?" And if you wasn't from now, he wouldn't have a clue what they're saying. They're saying the same word, "Where you at?" Which means, how you doing? But they say, "Where at?" And then the other person will ask, "Ain't nothing to it. Same old, just hanging." So schooling was different in New Orleans. School was, because they have so many interruptions. And then if you did progress, you had to deal with the kids that wasn't progressing. So that was a big problem in New Orleans school system. at least for a male anyway, you know, because you wanted to be a part of the crowd. And it seemed like if you was advancing and the other guys was just barely doing it, they look at you and say, oh, he think he too smart, and he think he this, and he think he that. So you would kind of pull back so you can fit in with the crowd, so you can be with everybody. I mean, it's just unbelievable how the city is changing now. New Orleans is coming back, because I ride through the uptown area and I see, you know, houses. But when people move in a place that have money, they can make a change. More white folks are moving in to New Orleans for a couple of reasons. We have water. Versus California is always drought. Texas is always drought. It's always hot. We have a lot of water. We have culture. A lot of culture events. A lot of stuff to do here. We have the port. You know, I took a class where they said the port make like $3 million a day. That's why during Hurricane Katrina, the instructor told us, the president called the port officials and asked them, what do they need to open the port to get it running?